Grace and peace. This is A.L. Blue of Better Lifeology, and I'm a pastor, mentor, author, Better Life teacher from the spiritual community, the Better Life Empowerment Movement, Inc. And you're listening to Better Lifeology radio broadcast. What if I told you that you are more than you've been told? As a matter of fact, you are better than you imagine. You have power within you. A God-given power to change your current reality, no matter how much or little that change may be. See, the power is within you. Join us on a journey of discovery that you may live your better life now. It's called Better Lifeology. As you learn these skills and practices, along with better life principles, you would see the results you've been praying for. The results you've been looking for and ultimately running after, and they will be manifested for you. See, Better Lifeology is the ability to learn how to manifest your better life now, and anyone can do this. It starts with you. And we have an assignment from God, an ordained purpose to help you build your better life experience as you are tapping into the power that is already contained within you. Welcome to Better Lifeology radio broadcast, where it's already getting better.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters, and welcome to our thought building Tuesday morning manna prayer cast. We welcome each and everyone who is on the Lord. We thank the Lord for you all, and we bless you in Jesus' name. In a moment, we'll be joined by our leader and teacher, Pastor Bruce, who will be bringing a word to start your day. Please continue to hold. We'll be with you in a moment. Thank you.
Hello, good morning, grace and peace to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Blue of the Better Life Empowerment Movement, and for more information about our ministry, please visit us online at betterlifeseeker.com. Again, that's betterlifeseeker.com. We want to welcome you to our morning prayer cast. Thank you so much for rising early in the morning as we gather together to hear a word from the Lord to start our day in a better way. And how many people know? In God, you can do nothing but get better and better and better even as the day go by. Oh, how we love Jesus. Oh, how we love him for the goodness that he does in us and through us. Well, on this is known today as a Thought Building Tuesday. That's right, a time that we set aside to focus on building our thoughts on the goodness of God. To understand that the plan that he has in his hand is to allow us to succeed throughout the land. And if we can follow his way, then we can have victory even on today. Well, let's get started this morning. This morning the Lord has spoken to me and wanted me to share with you that this is important to take the time to think and identify specifically the issues that are causing trouble for you. Please know all that I have already made exist and can be accessed through faith in me, saith the Lord. Make your way through the doubt and the unbelief. You got to push through that doubt. You got to run through that unbelief. Sweep away the difficulties of confusion. And the Lord is saying today, ask in faith. Not just ask, but ask big. What are you believing me for? What are you specifically decreeing in the time to come? The Lord says in this season, you will have to work harder than ever before to override the noise and the distractions of the world, but rise above the nonsense and to live a life on the solid foundation of the spiritual truth you are learning, saith God. You have the victory if you continue to believe. Don't let doubt allow you to do without, but stand in faith. Stay in faith. Believe me. And as you begin to do what is necessary to correct those things and those issues by faith, knowing that you have the power to do something about it, to do something beyond just standing still and being frustrated, I will give you the wisdom to know what it is you can do. Follow my lead. Trust in me. And give unto me the issues, the rest of the challenges, and the setbacks and problems that oftentimes beset you. The Lord says, I can do what you cannot. I can give you victory even when you're facing defeat. I can bring you through even when you're going through. The Lord says deliberately, intentionally, this is the time to bring these issues to me and release them, saith the Lord. Have faith. And for a thought this morning, Holy Spirit has given me Mark 11:22, which certainly solidifies and gives us a foundation of what the Lord has spoken to us. Mark 11:22 says it this way, so Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Faith must have an object. Faith must have a place to be experienced, to be pumped, to be put. And in this case, no matter what we're going through, today on this Thought Building Tuesday, we build our thoughts on having faith in God. And we can stand high. How do you know if you have faith in God? When you can cast your cares upon Him and walk away in peace. The question is, are you in peace? And if you're not in peace about what you're dealing with, then you're still holding on to it. If you're not in peace of what you're dealing with, then you haven't given it over to God. But when you can give it to Him, and you can stay in faith, stand in faith, and walk away in peace, then you know God will and has to do something about it. Why? Because that's what He said. This is what Jesus is saying, Mark 11:22. He answered unto them and said, have faith in God. This morning, beloved saints of God, sons and daughters, my question to you is, who or where is your faith? Is it in God or is it in your ability? Is it in God or is it in man? Is it in God or is it in what you are able to do? And when you can have faith in God, what blocks or attempts to stop you today will not be a block or stop on tomorrow. Because what limits you now will not limit you always. I believe God. And on this Thought Building Tuesday, let us gather our thoughts together to keep our trust focused forward on the things of Him. According to Mark 11:22, where Jesus again said unto them, have faith in God. Do you have the God kind of faith? Do you have your faith in God? Or are you doubting and ultimately will do without? Let's get ready to pray this morning. As just like Jesus encouraged the believers to pray for Peter, that after he recovers, he shall finish strong. He shall be stronger than he's ever been. I'm praying for your faith this day, that beyond this challenge, when it's all over, you will be greater, you will move grander, and you will believe for bigger in God. Have faith in God. That's the word of the Lord for today. Let's get ready to pray. Spirit of the living God, we come this morning hearing exactly what Holy Spirit has spoken unto us. Lord, we ask you that, Lord God, no matter what appears or seems to be challenging and difficult in our lives, we come now before you asking you for your guidance, for the ability to see through the challenges that we're facing or we may face, that we may see the victory that is found in you. Lord, there's no one who's ever committed their lives to you that has ever failed. There's no one who has ever went all the way with you that has ever been set back. There's no one who has ever stood strong and ran faster in you that has not ever reached their task or their target. And because of that, God, we have the greatest joy in our hearts and all around us to know that as we put our faith in you, we shall succeed. We shall rise above the challenges of now to see the victory that you promised in our future. Father, we pray right now today for favor and opportunity to go to accompany us in every step we take. We thank you right now that what the enemy tried to frustrate and mean for bad, you have already turned and made for good. And God, we thank you for these things. We thank you, oh God, that what was meant to stop, block, and distract us, we are now aware of, to deal with, to pull down, to remove out the way. That, Father, today, moving forward, our heart can be totally committed unto you. On this Thought Building Tuesday, we build our thoughts on peace, on the things that you're able to do, instead of keeping it on the experience of where we actually are. Father, we believe that the best is yet to come. We believe that we're getting better every day in every way. And God, we ask you to have your way this morning. Lead us and guide us. Allow our mouths to speak the testimony of the fact that you are in us. And because of that, we shall win. Thank you, God, for the winning ability. Thank you, God, for the ability to press forward. Oh, Father, we rebuke the thoughts of doubt and the thoughts of destruction. We come against that right now. And, Father, I pray that you dispatch your angels round about your people today. That, God, they will be protected in every area they go into. That, God, we can rise again on tomorrow morning with new mercies and a new opportunity to serve you because we've made it through the day. Father, give us the victory. Provide for the needs of those who need from you. Oh, God, you are a mighty provider. You are a great provider. Thank you for blessing your people, oh, God. Thank you right now for those who need direction, who's confused and dealing with the spirit of confusion, that, God, you will settle their minds. Settle their minds today, oh, God. Allow their faith to be so rooted and grounded inside of you that, Lord, nothing else can ever distract them off the path and the plan that you have put them on. And God, we thank you that from this day forth, we make a decision to pursue you, to pursue the things of you. Oh God, we thank you today. We thank you today that you are allowing Holy Spirit to speak into our hearts, that we not lean unto our own understanding. You are allowing Holy Spirit today to guide us and keep us, oh God, even when it's so easy to let go and just run away. God, we thank you today that we are not alone, but the victory that you have promised will be the experience that we enjoy, all because we put our faith in you. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. Thank you for those who are here and those who will be here. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for the assignment of this ministry. And thank you for the lives that are becoming changed and becoming better because we have kept and will continue to keep our faith in you. According to Mark 11:23, where Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. We take that advice intentionally, purposely, and we have put our faith in you. So God, we declare the victory, we expect the victory, we wait for the victory, and we will not stop until everything else is blocked for the glory and the goodness of you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and yes again, amen. All right, saints of God, I pray today be your best day yet. I pray today be better than ever for you. Why is that? Because again, this morning, you have deliberately made a decision to put your faith in God. And let me tell you, as you do that, you shall succeed as you go forth with in every need as God brings it to pass in your life. And we bless the Lord for you. This is again is Pastor Adrian Blue of the Better Life Empowerment Movement. And for more information about our ministry, can you visit us online at betterlifeseeker.com. For your prayers and your financial support, we thank you in advance because it's because of you that we're able to make the impact that we do. Let's continue to move forward. Now, before you get off the line, please, ma'am, please, sir, bless one another. Why? Because this is going to be your best day yet. Get excited. Walk with your head high. Stand up strong and go forward like you're, no, you can do nothing but win. Because when we have our faith in God, we shall win. Always remember, God created your life, but it's up to you to create the level of your living. For you're a co-creator. So create something great today. We love you guys. God bless you. Have a great day. And I look forward to talking to you again on tomorrow morning at the same time, in the same place. Bless one another before you get off the line. Have a great day, everyone.
Have a blessed day, everyone. God bless you.
Pastor Blue, Pastor Lucia, first family, and everybody. Excuse me. God has blessed. Great. Greeting and blessings and prosperity. Everyone have a thought building Tuesday. Continue pressing forward in the Lord and always lifting up our pastor and his family. I love you all. Remember, we are free and victorious. So walk and talk in your freedom. Keep a smile on your face because you never know who's looking and who may just need a smile. I love you all. Again, have a thought building Tuesday. And blessings upon you.
Bless you all. I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. Have a blessed and wonderful day.
We would like to thank you for tuning in to Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast with AO Blue, produced by Better Life Media. We trust that you have been blessed by today's teaching. Please let us know at pastoralblue@gmail.com. For more information and to obtain a copy of today's broadcast, please visit www.betterlifeseeker.com. Just click the tab that says More, then Shop. Thank you for spending time with this ministry. To discover the tools and techniques to build your better life now, we would like you to give a donation to support the ministry. You can text any amount to 407-456-7300. Again, you can text any amount to 407-456-7300. Or you can go to www.betterlifeseeker.com. Click on Donate Now, where you can give through Cash App or PayPal online. Every gift is a gift that helps us to lead people to better. We bless you, we love you, and want you to always remember, God created your life, but it's up to you to create the level of your living. And we, the Better Life Spiritual Community, can help. See you again next time on Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast, where it's already getting better.